Good morning, you listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Manny Loreno, who is Vice President of Retail Marketing with Mohawk, and we're at the Mohawk Aligned Convention in Washington, D.C. Manny, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. Manny, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this is the first time that Mohawk has brought together the Floorscapes dealers and the full set of Color Center dealers to one meeting.
That is correct, Kemp. This year we have 750 dealers representing 1,200 storefronts, and we're excited to have all memberships over the Align groups here with us.
And I guess this whole Align concept is 15 years old. You were telling the audience earlier this morning that this got started 15 years ago because a group of retailers saw the threat of the home centers. They wanted some help in this area, and Mohawk stepped up, right?
Yes, basically, if you think about going back 15 years, it's very obvious that the home centers were bringing in a lot of professionalism to their merchandising, their advertising, the way that they went out and attracted consumers to their stores. And it's something that the retailers recognize that they need to start implying into their businesses. So it was really that whole concept of providing them some assistance to their business and the way they conducted that these Align programs were started from.
And this morning, Jeff Lorberbaum kicked it off with a couple of key remarks. A lot of it very upbeat as we start listening to what the outlook for 2011 is. Why don't you mention a couple of the highlights of his speech this morning?
Well, I think Jeff basically told the crowd that from his vantage point, he's seen all of the trends economically moving north. It looks like the economy is rebounding nicely, and that he felt it was time for them to start looking at reinvestment into their businesses to be able to prosper as the economy grew around them.
Now, the theme for this meeting is the spirit of the entrepreneur, which is a great theme because most retailers that are out there are entrepreneurs. They're small business owners. So how did you come together with that theme?
You know, Kent, we've been talking to dealers throughout the year, and one thing that we realized is many of them have dug themselves deep in the trenches, cutting costs wherever possible, doing everything they can just to survive. And we recognize that as the economy is prospering, that it's time to really rethink of reinvesting in your business. And it brought us back to the feeling of when they first opened their first doors and all of those entrepreneurial spirits that they had, whether it be passion, ambition, courage, leadership. And it was really time for them to reawaken that and really come back to reinvesting in their business and get ready for the economic growth that is coming our way.
I've walked around, I've had lunch and dinner with some of these dealer members here, and they're all pretty upbeat, aren't they?
You know, they really are. I think that they feel the energy that the convention brings. I think they get energized from talking to one another. The training classes gives them a lot of encouragement that they have the support of Mohawk, their strategic partner. And I think they're developing a plan for going back and really implementing this in their business.
You know, one of the key reasons that I think a lot of them come to this thing is because of the training, and we'll get to that in a minute. I mean, some of the great seminars that you offer. But first, let's talk about you do set up somewhat of a expo environment. You invite some key partner vendors in, and then you also set up what a Floorscape store looks like, what a Color Center section of stores would look like. So talk a little bit about some of the new items that you're introducing on the show floor.
Well, I think three things. Number one, we always go after the concept of continuous concept renewal. So all of our merchandising in both Floorscapes and Color Center has really been given a fresh new look and really allowing them and their customers to feel good about the environment they're coming in. Specifically in the product categories, on the soft side, you're seeing a new wear data color wall that's being represented in both Color Center and in Floorscapes in a custom weave color wall. 9 styles, 40 common colors, very exciting group of products. And probably our biggest introduction this year is the new Wear Data Revive. It's the first ever branded collection of PET polyester products, and it has performance certification. They're styled better, they're constructed better, they have Scotchgard protection, they're eco-friendly, and it just is going to allow the dealer and consumer to come in and find a series of PET polyesters focused on value versus just the price point.
And these are not your standard products. I mean, the fact that they carry their Wear Data brand, they're actually a denser product. They've got some of that promise that that brand has had for a long time, back when it was a solution brand, right?
It really is. It's an exciting collection of products. Again, all products available and a 40 common color line, which gives the dealers, whether it's style, whether it's color, along with the performance certification that WearData has always stood for, it's a wonderful assortment of PET products to go out into the marketplace with.
Another thing that you're rolling out, I think last year you rolled out the whole new hardwood display system, and now you've extended that, and this year you've rolled out a new ceramic tile display system, right?
Kemp, one of the things we do is each year we go out and we survey our membership. And clearly what they told us this year is that they wanted assistance in their ceramic business. So what we did is we looked at the success that we had with our Tanya Nayak hardwood display. And that display really allows the female consumer to visualize all those choices in her home. And we did a lot of the same research and brought that concept into ceramic. It has two beautiful showcases with pictures and grouted panels so that she can visualize what her ceramic tile is going to look like, whether it's a backsplash, whether it's a shower. And it's really bringing a more simplified buying process to that whole category.
Yeah, actually, you were pointing out, I think, this morning in the general session that the people who had added the wood display last year, their sales increased, what was it, 20-some percent, wasn't it?
It was a 23% growth on the people who took the hardwood displays into their systems last year.
One of the difficulties in selling ceramic tile, especially with all the accents and all the different installation methods, is, as you said, they have to be able to picture what it's going to look like. And you guys have really focused in this new ceramic tile selling system, which is a display, but it's also a lot more. It's a lot of merchandising, right?
It really is. It really starts with a booklet that the female shopper can just browse through and be able to visualize the difference that the way that she applies the patterns to her job, the way that color affects her color selection, the way that the tile size affects her selection. So first it simplifies by letting her see what those options provide her, and then it's a matter of just going into the pictures and the grouted panels and deciding how it all comes together within her dream home, her dream kitchen, her dream bath.
Let's go on to the education part, because as I said, I think that's a big reason why a lot of your members come to this thing. I mean, it's unbelievable. You have economist Robert Fry from DuPont talking about what 2011 is going to look like. You've got a demographic expert here talking about the generations that are out there and kind of how you sell to each one differently. You have a style and trend trainer. You have Ken Blanchard. You have this whole Stephen Covey. Fill in where I've left out.
And really, you have a good list down. But I think the philosophy behind Mohawk University, which has done a great job for our dealers, is that you have to continually invest in training for yourself, for your business, and for your people. And so we have a basic core group of classes. It's almost like a freshman course of classes that people need to take and need to be able to grow with. And then this year we've augmented with additional classes, almost like now going into your sophomore year. Besides that, we have all these other classes, which you mentioned, which are just insights into different parts of your business or different parts of the economy, ways to augment and really a fast hit on changes you can make immediately upon getting back to your store that'll make a difference.
So as you're out there and you're talking to your member guests that are here, what are you hearing? Are they happy with the program y'all put together this year?
You know, Kemp, I think what I see more than anything else is they feel that they're gaining value on how to develop a plan on how to go back next year and start implementing successful elements to their stores. I think that talking to other members who went through it last year and made changes and saw the growth gives them all encouragement to now go ahead and take the tools and all the benefits that we offer and go back and develop changes for them. So I think it's one of, we have a strategic partner that's supporting us. We have the tools and the benefits to help us grow as business. So they're making their plans, and I think they're going to implement it successfully for 2011.
Okay, great, Manny. I appreciate you being with us, and thanks for having me down here. Again, we've been talking to Manny Loreno, who is the Vice President of Retail Marketing for Mohawk in Washington, D.C. at the Gaylord National Resort. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.